This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in central Mexico said Tuesday severe flooding hit a hospital and led to the deaths of 17 people, mostly COVID-19 patients, after torrential rains caused a river to burst its banks. The Mexican government says more than 40 other patients in the public hospital were evacuated by emergency service workers, and an initial assessment showed about 2,000 houses had flood damage. Local media reports the deaths occurred when flooding caused by days of rain knocked out electricity at the hospital. Pictures on social media shows desperate nurses pushing beds out of the hospital to try to bring patients to safety. Some nurses were up to their knees in water. Video footage also showed how patients, some of them intubated, were moved out onto speedboats. U.S. President Joe Biden declared climate change, quote, everybody's crisis on Tuesday after touring neighborhoods severely damaged by the remnants of Hurricane Ida, and said it's time for America to get serious about the danger or face even worse loss of life and property. Biden spoke after walking streets in New Jersey and then Queens in New York City, meeting people whose homes were devastated by flooding when the leftovers of the historic storm barreled through. Record amounts of rain were dumped onto already saturated ground, and Ida was blamed for more than a dozen deaths in the U.S.'s biggest city. The president said scientists, economists, and others have warned about climate change for many years, and the situation has now reached so-called code red proportions. At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states as record rainfall last week overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.